The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Commentary from the Edge. I'm your host, Elbert Lewis. Today my rant is entitled American Disconnect. And I came by the title for this rant a couple of days ago when, like the rest of you, I'm sure, you're feeling bombarded by all the political ads on the TV and radio. And I was watching part of the Olympics, and I was switching channels, I think, of watching an episode of Law and Order. And doing the commercials, I would switch back to the Olympics if there was an event that I was interested in. There was a couple of ads, one from Obama and one from Romney, shown back-to-back, by the way, where they were going back and forth at each other about the recent comments that Obama made about people who own and started and built businesses didn't do it themselves, that other people had a hand in it or helped build those businesses. And then Romney came back with an ad saying, and he had these small business owners, these outraged guys saying, "You say I didn't build my business with my own hands? How dare you?" Or words to that effect. And I thought, that's interesting. There's a rant in there someplace. And I started really thinking about it. And it occurred to me that there is a serious disconnect in this country when it comes to successful businesses and other endeavors. Because on the one hand, you have the elites, the Romneys, the Trumps, and people like that who are worth fortunes, who did build businesses, who were very successful. And I think their elitist notion is that they built those businesses. They came up with the idea, the brainstorm, and they worked hard. And nobody's denying that they worked hard to be a success. But when they say they themselves built their business, aren't they discounting the people who work for them? Because if you're in the sound of my voice and you own a business, did you really build that business by yourself? Sure, you might have had the idea and the inspiration, and you're an entrepreneur at heart and probably took some big risks. But did you really build the business? Or did you get a small business loan to get started? Did you go to mommy and daddy for front money? Did you have other investors that liked your idea and invested working capital in your company? Did you go to every sales call that brought the customers to you? Did you work every machine in your shop? Did you go, if you're a plumber, did you go out and unclog every drain? Did you write every line of code in your software products? I don't think so. And so when the elites in this country say that I built this business, aren't they discounting all the tens or hundreds of thousands of people who helped them build that business? Aren't they relegating their workers to the status of a tool or a machine? What about the infrastructure? Could those businesses have been a success without the roads, the rail system, the trucking industry, the airlines, the mail, UPS, and FedEx? Could your business have even existed in modern times without those other businesses helping you to be a success? I think that's what Obama was trying to say. You know, everybody gives Obama these props for being this fabulous orator, but there are times when he says things and he states them in a way that is not politically savvy, because he tends to turn people off and demonize certain groups. And I think if he had said what he said differently, I don't think there would have been the political firestorm that there was following his comments. Because for a fact, anybody that builds a business, they didn't build that business by themselves. They didn't do all the 1,001 things that needed to get done. Of course, they might have been the guiding hand, but they certainly didn't build that business by themselves. And on the other side of the scale, if you are an employee of a corporation or a business, can't you legitimately say that you help build that business? That's the essence of the disconnect. There are millions of working class and middle class Americans who feel they are being exploited by the upper class, by the corporate elites, and aren't being fairly compensated for the work that they do, especially considering that, you know, the millions and tens of millions of billions that the corporate elites pull in every year. And that's why I feel that the Obama and the Romney campaigns are really, really doing things that divide us. For sure, Obama started it, but then the Romney campaign came up with a commercial that is just as divisive, because they got these business owners standing there saying, "You telling me I didn't build this business with my own two hands?" The answer is, no, you did not. Not completely, not 100%, unless you're a one-man company, sole proprietor, and you don't have any other employees, never had any employees, never needed a loan, never needed any working capital from an outside source. Then I think you can make that kind of statement. So we have this situation where the campaigns on both sides are, in a sense, pitting classes of people against each other. Now, I think in a situation like this, the Romney camp is going to come out on the short end of the stick, because when they say that business people built their own businesses, they're excluding a heck of a lot of workers out there who might feel differently. And on the other hand, if Obama says that the owners didn't build their businesses, he's going to tick off some entrepreneurs, some business owners. But there aren't nearly as many entrepreneurs as there are worker bees out there. So I think Romney might suffer a little more at the ballot box. Think about it. Don't you get kind of aggravated when some of these wealthy people get on the news and start tooting their own horns? I built this, I built that. In a sense, they did. But come on, if you're a Romney or a Trump or somebody like that, and you were born into a wealthy family, in a sense, you were born rounding third, heading for the home plate, and then you take that and you build on it, and you make more millions than your father did with the millions that he left you, or the gigantic head start that he's given you because of his wealth, then are you entitled to have, you know, that big an ego? Now, take somebody like a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs or somebody like that who were not born into wealth or extreme wealth, and who did have an original idea, and who did, against all the odds, build, you know, huge corporations. I have a lot of respect for guys like that. But the Romneys and the Trumps of the world, the trust fund babies and the inheritors of wealth, no. All they did was basically add another level to the immense wealth that they inherited or had access to by virtue of their family's wealth. I think the average American feels pretty much the way I do. They may not verbalize it in the same way, but I think that sentiment is almost universal among the working class and the middle class folks out here who basically, you know, work for someone else, who have worked for someone else, and who might feel that they put in a lot of long hours and a lot of years to help make a business successful. And then when that CEO, that egomaniac, gets up there and says, "I did this," I think a lot of people are going to be put off by that. Now, will it or will it not show up in the voting patterns? That's the question of the day. Beyond a doubt, this American disconnect is going to play a huge role in the upcoming presidential election, because there seems to be, or the society seems to be, moving towards a fork in the road. The path we're on splits into a Y-type configuration, and it's very stark and it's very obvious, because we have two candidates that are almost 180 degrees opposite in their economic and financial philosophies. On the one hand, leading to the left, we have the Obama camp and the Obama philosophy that government is the answer to all of our problems. And branching off to the right is the Romney campaign. and his philosophy that if we just leave it, the situation, to the corporations, to business, to the rich job creators, that that is the salvation of our economic situation. As far as I'm concerned, neither is desirable, because for a fact, if we continue down the Obama path, there is no doubt that we're headed towards an economic collapse similar to the slow motion catastrophe that's taking place in Europe. But on the other hand, if we let the corporations have full reign, have any more influence than they have in our economy now, I believe that America will evolve into a corporate state where business and corporate interests have sway, too much sway, over our lives and destinies. We saw what happens when you give them unbridled control and access to our economic futures. This recession didn't have to happen. And so I'm in a quandary. So what is a conservative independent / libertarian do in a situation like this? I don't see either of the two candidates representing me and my philosophy on how and the direction we need to go in this country. Think about this other aspect of this disconnect. Here we have the Obama faction saying that we need to tax rich people more. Well, it's a fact they already pay the major part of the taxes in this country. And I, for one, don't feel that our government should be taking another dime of tax money from anyone. I don't care if it's the minimum wage worker making $7 an hour out there digging ditches, or if it's a Donald Trump or a Willard Romney who are making millions of dollars every year and only paying 14% in income taxes. I don't think the government should get another red cent of anybody's money from those two extremes or anybody else in between until the government straightens up its act and eliminates all the fraud, the waste, the duplication, the abuse, and the outright theft of our tax dollars. It's ridiculous to give them any more money. But on the other hand, other side of that disconnect, you have the Romneys of the world, the fat cats, the corporate fat cats, who will do anything, who will send our jobs overseas and then bribe Congress into passing laws that gives them a tax break for doing it. If they can't send the jobs overseas, then they'll go and purchase products from countries like China who use virtual slave labor, mark up the goods that they purchase from that slave labor 100, 200, 300, 500,000 % and sell it to the very people whose jobs they eliminated. They use all kinds of loopholes that the little guys can't take advantage of. They enrich themselves to the detriment of the American consumer. So I don't see either party as being or doing what's best for America and Americans. So here we stand straddling this fork in the road, this American disconnect, this great divide. And I, for one, have serious doubts if we can ever get to the point where we can compromise, where we can work together to resolve the issues. I just feel like that fork in the road is diverging, and the further we go along, the wider the gap. This election is going to be critical. Where it would lead us, I can't call right now. But I do know that all of the great empires in history that have fallen, it was because of internal conflicts, conflicts that weaken the empire. And then the barbarian hordes were able to batter down the defenses, but only after the empire was weakened by internal bickering and fighting over the products of success. I believe that this American disconnect will be what weakens the American empire to the point where the barbarians will be able to knock down the gates. Until next time, I'm your host, Elbert Lewis, from the Edge.